inflation is on the ballot. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Gas prices, retired people, that's a struggle, really.
He's voting in Alabama, one of five states with elections today.
Inflation, we got to do something. Go to the grocery store, it's a shock. Every day.
Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey has eight challengers, and the GOP Senate primary is also crowded, with Senator Richard Shelby retiring. His former chief of staff, Katie Britt, among those in the running, along with Congressman Mo Brooks, who won and then lost a Trump endorsement. Runoffs possible if no one gets to 50%. Georgia and Arkansas also have primaries for Senate and governor. Texas has runoffs, including one between State Attorney General Ken Paxton and George P. Bush, who's currently the land use commissioner. And in Minnesota, the crowded race to fill a late congressman's seat. Jim Hagedorn's widow among the candidates, with primary winners heading to a special election in August. President Biden on his way back from Asia with some parting remarks about gas prices.
The president's asked if he believes the U.S. is headed toward a recession, and he was talking about these gas prices as if the rough patch that we're working through is not to ultimately bring those prices down, but to go all electric.
When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels.
Because truckers and farmers are so dependent on diesel, the White House says an emergency declaration has been prepared for President Biden to release diesel from the nation's reserves if it becomes necessary.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Tokyo. Just getting word of a Texas school district locked down after reports of the police officer was shot at an elementary school in Uvalde, west of San Antonio. The shooter believed to be barricaded in the school, no other details yet. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Another U.S. city experiments with a guaranteed income program.
Lower-income households in Houston are now applying for a pilot program to receive $375 per month for a year in Democratic Mayor Sylvester Turner's plan that he calls income equity, created after the death of George Floyd. That targets the city's underserved community. The deadline to apply is midnight Wednesday night. To qualify, applicants in Houston must be at least 18 years old and have a household income of at or below the federal poverty level. It's one of several similar programs available in cities across the country. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street goes back to worrying about inflation. The Dow's down 177 points, though it had been worse. The Nasdaq dropping more than 2%, with tech shares rattled by a profit warning from the parent of Snapchat. For the first time, a union is coming to a major U.S. video game producer.
The company is Activision Blizzard, and 22 workers at one of its studios voted to unionize, calling themselves the Game Workers Alliance. They'll be part of the Communication Workers of America. The vote was 19-3. Activision says it respects their right to form a union, but objects that only 22 of the roughly 350 people working there were allowed to vote. It took place at the company's Raven Studio in Wisconsin, which produces the popular Call of Duty games. Meanwhile, Microsoft hopes to buy Activision for almost $69 billion.
Fox's Roger Stern. An update from Uvalde, Texas, west of San Antonio, where there's an active shooter reported at Robb Elementary School. School officials now say all students have been removed from campus. It's believed the shooter is barricaded inside the school. Police and law enforcement still on site. There have been reports that an officer was shot. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.